All right, there's a halacha that the it's
brought. Outside, right?
there's a halacha in the Mishnah on Tanis Taf Chafav. So the Mishnah says, "Mishenechtas Av v'Ma'atin b'Simcha." When the month of Av comes, so we reduce the amount of Simcha that we have. So the Gemara later on quotes a member from Rav. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yehuda b'Reid Rav Shmuel bar Shila b'Shmei Rav." Just like we learned in the Mishnah that when Av comes, so we have less Simcha. So he says, "Kach mishnechnas Adar marvi b'Simcha." So too, when Adar comes around, we increase our Simcha. That's what Rav says. And then we have a member from Rav Papa. Amar Rav Papa, "Hilkach bar Yisrael d'leidina b'hadei nochri l'shtamim minei b'Av d'rei mazalai." So that if a Jew has litigation with a non-Jew in the month of Av, so the Jews should try to avoid that, because the Jew has got bad mazel in the month of Av. He says, "V'limsei nafshi ba'adar debar yamazle," but he should try to litigate it in the month of Adar, because then his mazel is very good. Then his mazel is very good. So the difficulty with this is that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, they both quote the first halacha. They both quote mishnechnas av v'ma'atin b'simcha. Now we have mefurish halacha in the Rambam and mefurish halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. But we don't have the other halacha. Mishnechnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha does not appear in the Rambam, does not appear in Shulchan Aruch. Maken Avraham does bring it down, but it's, you know, when you see something like that, it's like begs explanation. Why would the Rambam and the Mechaber leave out the second sort of part of the halacha? So there's a number of reasons that are given in the poskim. We'll do a little bit tonight, and then we'll see where it takes us. So actually, there's a piece from Morota Daf Yomi, but they quote the Nemuke Ora Chaim. Nemuke Ora Chaim is from Rav Chaim Elazar Shapiro. He was the Munkacha Rebbe. He died in 1937. So he has an idea. He wants to say like this: that when it comes to Mematin B'Simcha, so there the Gemara and the post can bring out specific things that a person should not do. I shouldn't get married from Rosh Chodesh Av. It means, I think the Rishami brings down that way. In other words, we Ashkenazim, we spend it out all 3 weeks. But I shouldn't get married. And I should reduce the amount of commerce that I have. Don't do A, don't do B, don't do C. But when it comes to the positive, Marvim Simcha, there is nothing specific that we have to do with Marvim Simcha. So even if I would list one or two items, everybody has their own items, and there's no limit to the number of items that I could have. So it could be, he wants to say, for that reason, perhaps the Mechaber and the Rambam don't bring it down. Although he himself seems a little bit misupak with this idea that he says, and he seems to like step back from it at the end of his piece. He says how, like, when it comes to Simchas Yantav, the Rambam just says, you know, we're Misameach, and he doesn't have necessarily, you know, every way under the sun that you'd be Misameach with it. There's a tshuva from the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer has a number of ideas, but one of his ideas is he wants to say that we hold Ein Mazal Yisrael. There's no mazal for the Jewish people. The Goyim have mazal, we don't have mazal. In other words, so it means that we're under the Hashkacha totally of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're not under the Hashkacha of the Mazalot. So when it comes to the month of Av, so the Goyim have mazel. So then, you know, I have to avoid litigation with them because they have all the mazel. But when it comes to the month of Adar, so we don't necessarily have stronger mazel in Adar or not. It was Ein Mazal Yisrael. So the only one whose bad mazel is, like Amalek, they have bad mazel because that's Haman. He's got bad mazel in Adar. But all the Goyim are in Amalek. So therefore, the Chasam Sofer wants to say maybe that's why when the Rambam and the Mechaber leave it out. The question at the end of the day is much stronger than the answer. But as I said, the Magen Avraham does bring it down. Now, there's another way of learning the sugya differently than the way I learned up till now. And that's from the Sfas Emes. So, Rabbi Yaakov Konigsberg quoted this Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes is the second Ger Rebbe. He says, you know, I left this out. So Rashi in the Gemara says that. Rashi says, "Mishenechnas Adar, yimei nisim ayu l'Yisrael purim u'pesach." Rashi learns that the increase in Simcha and Adar is due to Purim and Pesach. So the way that Rav Willa explained it was, Purim is, you know, the Hester Panim, Hashem is involved in our lives even when it's hidden, and the Pesach is, you know, more Megula, it's more revealed. But clearly Rashi is connecting it to those miracles. So Sfas Emes learns differently. Listen to the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says, So he says that it's nothing to do with Purim. In other words, we didn't understand it right. Nothing to do with, when we say Nishitach Nasat or Marvim Simcha, it's got nothing to do with Purim. Nothing to do with Pesach. Not like Rashi. It's related to the mitzvah of Machzor HaShekel. Everybody would give a Machzor HaShekel in the month of Adar. So perhaps, you know, a little counterintuitively today, like you ask people to give money, it's like they're not so happy. But there they were happy because they're like sustaining the Beis HaMikdash. So hopefully that's the right attitude to have. So he said, then he says, but again, so but Rav is living after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. He says, that when Klal Yisrael gave their contributions, it was tremendous simcha. The kaimen shikulim b'simcha nidvar alishka adayna simcha nimsa ba'adar shikorin parshat shkalim b'dorer zeh. So he says, even though we don't have machzor shekel today, but somehow there's a residual feeling of simcha from that mitzvah that we had performed so long ago, and so it's that's what it's connected to. So the way the Tzfas Emes learns, it's very mavurar the Gemara. In other words, it fits in very nicely now. In other words, like because Rav says is a parallelism. He says kishem she mishenachnas av matim b'simcha. Just like when Av comes, we have less simcha because we have the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It says kach mishenachnas Adar marbim simcha. So when Adar comes, we're marba b'simcha because that's the key of the Beis HaMikdash. We're sustaining the Beis HaMikdash. We're pushing forward the avodah korbano. Anyway, so the bottom line is there is a mitzvah of simcha in the month of Adar. Now, when does this simcha start? So it's interesting. We have a quote from Ben Ishchai, and we have Rabbi Menashe here with us. He says that the Gemara doesn't say Mishiagia Adar Marbim Simcha Mishinechnas. So he takes it. It's Merames from the time of the Molad of the month. It's already the time of Simcha. Even the Molad is called before Rosh Chodesh, like it does this year. Like in other words, the Molad actually took place according to Jerusalem time was Sunday night. Was Sunday night. I think it already took place. The Molad is the same time of the whole world. So the Molad already took place for the month of Adar. Anyway, the bottom line is though that what do we do? So everybody has to do basically on what makes them happy. But there's a minhag that the post can bring down to put up signs Mishinechnas Adar Marvim B'Simcha, and some put it on the place, let's say in the house where you have blank for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, you know, and that fits in also nicely with the Tzfas Emes that you have the sign Mishinechnas Adar Marvim B'Simcha. The you know what? At Yeshiva Rabbeinu Chochanan, so Rav David Lifshitz was a Rosh Yeshiva there for close to 50 years. So he was always, they would always put up a sign, not just Marbim Simcha, that the Talmidim should increase their learning in the month of Adar. So that's the way I remember the sign. It'll go up in a little bit. Anyway, then how long do we keep up with the Simcha? So some want to say that the Simcha continues even to the month of Nisan, like Rashi said. You may Purim and Pesach. I guess it's basically it. Any comments, questions, or thoughts on anything we did? Yeah, what's up, Yossi?
What about doing business? Ad always said no.
Right. If it gives you simcha, then go for it. If it gives you simcha, go for it. Some people do more business, makes them more miserable. But if it makes you happy, I think go for it. Okay? Rabbi Chananya Mekashman spoke, Sylvia, 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 S